The Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse has been told of a suicide note from a Marist brother, which included an apology and plea for forgiveness to a victim of sexual abuse. The inquiry is examining the case of one victim who was abused by the Marist brother at a school in Queensland in the 1970s, and how the church responded when he sought restitution and an apology decades later. The victim has told the inquiry that when he applied for compensation, he was made to feel like he was robbing the church. He said he was also made to feel guilty for the suicide of the Marist brother, and that the church never shared a crucial admission contained in the man's suicide note. Emily Burke reports.
The victim, known as DG, is now 55 years old. He was abused by brother Raymond Foster in the early 1970s when he was a 13-year-old boy at a school in Queensland run by the Marist brothers.
The abuse I experienced at the hands of brother Foster has had a profound impact on my life and my family. It has placed a strain on my long-term sexual relations, contributed to the breakdown of my first marriage. Particularly, I have, to an extent, experienced alienation from my parents and siblings since raising the abuse. For around 1993 or 94, I reported to Queensland Police that I had been abused by Brother Foster. I think the hardest thing I had to do was walk through the door of a police station and stand at a desk with people around and say why I was there.
On the morning of the proposed extradition from New South Wales to Queensland in 1999, Brother Foster committed suicide.
I felt like he had chosen a path designed to free him from prosecution and inflict guilt upon me. What really upset me at the time was that some Marist brothers were quoted in newspapers from my hometown as saying that Brother Foster hadn't committed suicide, but had died of natural causes and was a wonderful man. It made me feel like I was harassing a sick old man rather than seeking justice for the actions of a devious, slothful and drunkenly indulgent child molester. Eventually I sat down and put pen to paper, as you do when you need to get something off your chest. So on the 29th of January 2000, I sent a letter to the Marist brothers that detailed my sexual abuse by Brother Foster and also attempted to explain the profound impact that it had on my life.
DG has told the Royal Commission of how his case progressed through the Church's Towards Healing process, the involvement of Catholic Church Insurance and the final settlement.
The mediation conference took place approximately 2.5 years after I first wrote to the Marist brothers. I also remember the appalling looks I received from the representative of the Catholic Church Insurance. She made me feel like I was there to rob the Catholic Church. So basically I just sat outside the room for a couple of hours twiddling my thumbs while they negotiated. When they came out, I was told the Catholic Church Insurance had made a take-it-or-leave-it offer for $36,500. I was told that the money would be passed on to me shortly if I signed the form. It also said that I was unable to take any further action against the Marist brothers in relation to Brother Foster. I decided to sign the form. I found the whole thing pretty disgusting. I could never quite work out where the healing part came into it, because I didn't feel healed by that process.
Brother Foster's suicide note has been presented as evidence to the inquiry. The last part of the letter was read out by Counsel Assisting Angus Stewart.
3 lines from the end. Brother Ray Foster said, "I bear no ill will against the person who had me charged, as he had every right to do so, and I ask his forgiveness if he would be so kind." Were those sentiments from Brother Foster ever conveyed to you?
No, they certainly were not. When I got the documents from the Commission, it was the first time that I had any acknowledgement that he had acknowledged the abuse in any way, shape or form.
The then head of the Marist brothers, Brother Michael Hill, received Brother Foster's suicide note. Under questioning, Brother Hill admitted that he didn't share the contents of that letter.
So you received this note from the dead man recording that he bore no ill will to the person who had laid a complaint against him and apologising. You didn't seek to identify who that person was in order to pass on that reassurance and apology?
At the time, I could not see how I could do that.
Well, you could have asked the police, presumably.
Well, I assume, perhaps incorrectly, there would be no point in asking the police because it had been their investigation.
Yes, well, they would obviously know the identity of the complainant.
Yes.
But you didn't make any effort. You didn't ask the police, for example, whether they would be prepared to give you his identity or pass
on. No, I didn't.
DG said he wanted closure through Towards Healing and an assurance that his actions had a positive effect in removing Brother Foster from the vicinity of other children. He said he didn't receive that assurance. DG also told the commission that the apology from the church was empty, impersonal and self-serving.
Emily Burke.